Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
I think we've heard this one before, and it feels good, sounds good, because it is good. It's the Good Day program. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen, and my friend Jay Kirshner is here. James Collins is in our main studio in Dallas. I'm in a studio at Star 94.3. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Every time I come here, I get myself wrapped up. I'm in Hawaii this week, at least for today and tomorrow. And this radio station is a part of a group. I'm part of a group that's involved in this radio station, and this is part of a group of stations that are spread out all over the South Pacific. Pago Pago. I've been invited there, but I never quite made it there. And then there's this station and some others that are here. It's a wonderfully calm, cool, and collected, right? That's the
way you call
it. It's just one of those things about... feeling good. It's nice to. When I travel, people say, "Well, why do you do the radio program?" Because it fits. Even though it's midnight here, I just feel like it fits okay. It's all right, and so we've got a challenge here, Jay, because we got to do better. We have to. If we can beat yesterday's show, we'll be in great shape, right? Beating yesterday's show means we have to talk about things other than the Powerball jackpot. Well, I don't know about not talking about it because what's it up to, $1 billion or something now? Or
well, if you were to win both the Powerball and the Mega Million,
right.
It's like $2 billion.
Yeah. All right.
Can you imagine winning both jackpots? That's absurdity.
Can you? That is an. I never had thought about that. But imagine I buy tickets when I buy them for both Powerball and Mega Millions. And winning
what if you won the jackpot for both of them at the same time?
Yeah.
That basically totals nearly $2 billion.
Sounds like a deal. We'll split it, okay?
I like that. We can do one with the cash payout and then the other with the annuity.
Yeah, right. So Powerball was last night. Mega Millions is tonight. If there isn't a winner, the next chance to win Powerball is Wednesday night, tomorrow night. And the next round for Mega Millions is Friday night. So why are the prizes so large? Why are they getting so the bigness of them? Does it
more people
help?
Playing?
You think that's it?
Oh yeah, especially when they get to a certain point. Because some people have it in their minds of like, well, I'm not going to play until the jackpot's like at least past a certain point. That's why whenever it gets bigger, it gets. After like it, once it's really really big, it gets bigger faster because there's so many more people playing.
People buying it, yeah. Mm. All right, well, we'll hold a good thought for anybody and everybody who's playing. I'm looking at some friends who have been following me on Facebook and other social media. Probably should save this for 23 after the hour, but I want to say like the people listening in Hawaii, especially over in Maui, which is a place I'm going to go visit the station tomorrow. Ilana Hayel. Hello, Ilana. Let's see, who else is in here? Shelley Rome, Megan Munsberg, Pamela Rickenback, Peter Bishop, all notes, Jonathan Edwards. Why do I know that name? Jonathan Edwards. Isn't there a singer? There's a singer named Jonathan Edwards. Whitney McMaster, Brent Allen, Derek Davis, Antonio. Look at this list. Hello.
What are Kim they Hartman. Saying?
Nice to hear you. Nice that you are able to travel. You know, that kind of stuff. Do you take your family with you? No. It's the answer to that. I don't know that they'd do too well under the circumstances. But at any rate, they're nicely fit here. John Kelly, who's a great friend of mine. It's amazing when you get down to brass tacks, and I wonder if you experience this, Jay, as well. People who are your friends that you have worked with in the past, or people that know you socially, the close circle of friends, that people that you trust. There's the whole thing about trust that I was reading about as I fell asleep a couple of hours ago. The idea of what does trust equal? Trust equals a good relationship, and having no trust equals a bad relationship, if you think about it.
Well, that sounds like 2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah. If you have a good relationship with anybody at all, it has to be somebody that you trust. Can you have a good relationship with somebody you don't trust? Of course not.
Yeah.
So, but I think one of the things about it is that you have to do your part. You have to be a trustworthy friend in order to get trust from another friend. So trust does. The equation is is simple. Trust equals good relationships, and life is about the quality, I think, of your relationships with your family, with your friends. And the reason I was going through this list is because even though I don't know most of these people personally who are listening, I consider you all to be my friends. And then there are other guys, a radio guy named Joe Crummy, who I've worked with in Los Angeles. Kind of nice that he follows along. Joe Gerton Jr., how do you do, Joe? Policeman in my hometown, as a matter of fact. So I was looking on the NASA website. You know how I love to do that. The moon has been extraordinarily full this week, the last couple days, right? La Luna, as my grandson Jasper says. He goes outside, looks at the sky. La Luna! And he gets all excited about it. There's a photographer in Brazil who was able to take a picture of the moon holding, you know, that statue of, I think it's the statue of Jesus in Rio de Janeiro. You know the one I'm talking about on top of the hill with his arms outstretched?
Really big one. Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you look on the NASA website, you'll see a picture of what looks like that statue holding the moon. It's the most amazing, and I hope that I'm doing a good job with the word pictures here, but if you know that statue, and most anybody who's seen a picture of anything in Brazil has seen a picture of that, and then you see the moon, the ball, it has to be everywhere, not just on the NASA website, it's got to be everywhere. But it is, it's really fantastic, fabuloso. Also, this is sort of a vacay for me. I went out to the lighthouse, I was telling you earlier, Jay, and traveling around, seeing things on this island. I've been here, how many times have I been here? 3 times, I think. Been in Hawaii 6 times. This is one of the most fantastic places to go anywhere. And the world is, our planet is so full of fabulous places, but this is one of them that almost beats the cake. Because it's a place where, even if you come to have a good time, I talked to some people from Canada yesterday, and when I told them I was from the Boston area, the guy says to me, "Are you Irish?" And I said, "No, why would you think that?" He said, "Well, look at all the Irish people. My family has some Irish, but they settled in Canada in Halifax. But look at all the Irish that came to Boston." It's funny what people assume. You know what I mean?
It is.
Okay, well, you're from Boston. You must be Irish.
Stereotypes.
Everyone.
Yeah. What is that about the human nature that we have to put other people in a box to more easily understand things?
I don't know. I didn't take it negatively. Very sweet, very nice family.
Oh, no, you should be proud if somebody thinks you're Irish. Heck yes.
Yeah, I don't mind one way or the other. But one of the things that happens in a place like this, and we were waiting for some food, so we started talking about the things in our lives. This is what's so extraordinary about just people everywhere. Now, people, when they chat you up, for the most part, are curious. They will add, if you listen and don't talk, if you listen, you can hear a lot about these people and their brain activity. Not that I'm here to psychoanalyze everybody, but this was after the fact. If I think about what they said and how they went about, you know, trying to quiz me as to what I'm all about and where I'm from and what I do for a living and that sort of thing, people are always fascinated when I tell them I'm a radio guy. And, where can I hear you, yada, yada. And I always tell them to go to GoodDayShow.com.
How do you talk for so long? Do you ever
Yeah, that's always the question, right? You get that question too, right?
Uh-huh.
How is there that much going on in the world? Good God. There's a stack of things. We'll never get through all the things today that there are to talk about. And even if you expand your brain, which I was listening... John Tesh is on this radio station. So I was listening to him talk about this. You know how that show works that he does? It's a really good show. He's a very good guy, and I enjoy listening to him when I get an opportunity to. He was talking about brain activity and what it, how your brain works and what's the most influential part. Now, maybe because he and I are radio guys, this makes a difference to us. There's a study that shows that listening to the radio makes the deepest emotional link that you can have, a connection. That's why I started with this conversation about trust and relationships and stuff, because that was part of this study that he was talking about. High trust in what you hear on the radio, because they're usually, if you stick with a program or a personality or personalities, there's a high emotional attachment. And also, if you have a favorite musical format, there's a high, like the, I was talking to my friend Larry Fuss. I want to get a radio station, and the call letters would be WTOE, right? You know, I wonder if there is a radio station. James, do me a favor. Will you look around and see if you can find a station with the call letters WTOE?
Yeah.
All right. And then I want to have a format that is basically toe-tapping music. Everything that you hear.
Okay, now I get it. WTOE, toe-tapping music.
Right,
okay.
Yeah, toe-tapping music. Because that also, the music is part of what I'm talking about. This study is that you will have the emotional attachment that comes from listening to the music. It does great things for the things in your body, in your brain. The chemicals that are in your body all react well to that stuff. So I guess the lesson there is spend as much time as you can listening to stuff that you're interested in or that you really like, because that'll make your brain work, and spend time around people that you trust and that you have a good relationship with. That's a perfect way to have a perfect life. How about that? I've just prescribed a perfect life for everybody, and it's only 18 after the hour already.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Tuesday Good Day program. It's March 26th. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Time for our trip in this hour to social media heaven. In a manner of speaking, I guess the trending things would be considered social media heaven to people who like to watch and engage themselves in what's going on with their favorite celebrities. So you'll be interested to know that in the top 10 today is Carol Burnett, who is having a birthday. She's turning 91. Mm-hmm. And she has a wish. She has a, a bucket list. And
yeah,
on the bucket,
something
bucket
she
list,
really wants to do before her birthday.
Right. And you'll be interested to know what that is and with whom she would like to do it. And so we'll have the key to her heart and the key to her move after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The applause. The Carol Burnett Show was a mainstay of CBS television for a long time. She's quite the character, and at 91, she still is turning people's heads with what she says and how she says it. So she was asked an interesting question for her birthday. What's on her to-do list? And apparently she had a couple of names on the to-do list. First and foremost, it's Bradley Cooper. She would like to do Bradley Cooper. So,
well, she said the same thing about George Clooney before her 90th birthday. You know, if there's one thing you want to do before your birthday, what is it? She's like, George Clooney. And now this time it's Bradley Cooper. And while we giggle and we laugh, is there a... hypocrisy kind of around it, because let's change the sexes. Let's say it was Willie Nelson, or we love William Shatner. Well, let's say it was William Shatner asked this question, and he answered Drew Barrymore.
And they'd start calling him a pig, because what are you talking about? I had, and I'm not going to tell you who it was, and it sounds maybe kind of icky, but I had a relationship with an actress, a very well-known actress, for a little while. And she was about, maybe 30 years older than I was. And nobody would have thought a thing about it, as you just said. As a matter of fact, when I told a few friends about it, they said, oh, wow, how about that? And so, if it had been turned around the other way, you pig, if it had been...
Well, see, I feel like men get away with dating younger more easily, and the woman's usually like, oh, you're the sugar baby. Like, the woman's always, you know, at it. Or if the woman is the older one, then, oh, she's a cougar. There's always a name. But in this specific situation, it's kind of switched where Carol Burnett says it. We all laugh. We're like, oh, that's funny. That's
isn't
cute.
That sweet?
But if it were an older man saying that about somebody younger, of like, oh, what do you want to do your next birthday? And they name a person.
Right.
It's so odd how, and it does go both ways. It just depends on what the topic is. But there is a hypocrisy, a double standard, if you will.
There is also confusion, I think, still with the Carol Burnett versus Mary Tyler Moore. Do you think that's the case? Mary Tyler Moore was married. I think she died, didn't she? Mary Tyler Moore last year. Yeah. But there was always in my mind early on, sort of like Carol Burnett and Mary Tyler Moore were two peas in a pod, sort of. But I'm not sure that they were. That's what some people think. All right. So there's the Carol Burnett story here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog, regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether the teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. Doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe. Even if you're on medications, I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics, you can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right, go to toploss.com, use the Doug Steffen code, or just Doug, actually, D-R-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A massive response is underway after a bridge collapse in Baltimore with cars in the water. Dave Collins has the update.
The U.S. Coast Guard, Baltimore Fire and Police, and a number of other state agencies are responding after a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The incident is being treated as a mass casualty event. The Maryland Transportation Authority says all lanes are closed in both directions. I'm Dave Collins.
Earlier plans to host a delegation from Israel in Washington are now on ice. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called off the visit in protest of a new U.S.-backed resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza. A statement from Netanyahu's office said the United States' decision harms attempts to free hostages. The resolution that passed Monday at the UN calls for a ceasefire through the rest of Ramadan. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy.
There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
And how about this one? I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees out. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend a day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
So, let's start right now. Jay, I want to spend the rest of my life with you as a broadcaster.
Let's do that. Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah. All right. We're doing lots of things here. It's Tuesday, the 26th of March. Doug Steffen from the studios of Star 94.3 in the pronunciation of these of the towns in Hawaii. I work on Lihue, which is one of the cities, one of the towns where the airport is, and that's, you know, Kauai, the way they spell it, the way, you know, all these islands are just a magnificent lesson in learning how to spell stuff as much as anything else, and pronounce stuff. Very cool. All right, so let's see what we can think about together, because together, as we face challenges, Over here, you think about the deepness of the ocean, the depth. These islands, the Hawaiian Islands, were created by the usual stuff, the plates moving and, you know, all kinds of volcanic activity here. So this island is about 6 or 7 million years old, which seems kind of young, right, when you think about how old the planet is. And the other islands were created, it's like the last 6 to 10 million years these islands have been created. Now, that seems like a long time to us, right? But it really isn't. And one of the things that's happening around where I am, the focus on the coral reefs and how the revival is taking place. And I say that because there are so many people who are all worked up because they don't have the full knowledge. They haven't been educated. They get one side of the story. Another example of everything in our world being kind of toppled upside down because of bad information, poor information, or not enough information.
Yeah, non-information.
So, you say what, Jay?
I was saying, yeah, non-information.
Yeah,
or
right, exactly.
Mistaking people's opinions as facts.
Right. And that's the trouble with the social media. That's the trouble with a lot of the news stuff. So you'll be interested to know that the coral reefs around this island have become vibrant. Not that they ever weren't. I guess that's the, you know, so many people said there's some stuff off the Florida Keys and down in some of those areas of the Northern Caribbean that have seen some of the coral reefs, the stuff's kind of disappeared. But now it's coming back, and over here, the ecosystems are brimming with life, if you believe all of the places that are open that you can experience. So is there a crisis? The answer is no, there really isn't. 90% of the unique ecosystems that are around the Hawaiian Islands will change. They will not perish. They will change. And so there are new and interesting methods that they're using around here to rehab, if you will. They take pieces of the coral reef and they plant it someplace else. Really, it's like planting corn, right? You pick it up and cut off a piece and we'll move it over there. And that's how they rejuvenate the coral reefs. So, listen, don't fret, don't worry, but be responsible in how you treat whatever it is, your habitat, that's a word that gets overused, your where you live, right? Enjoy it, and be thankful for it, and respect it, and take care of it. That's a pretty easy lesson. Speaking of lessons, I thought it was interesting that Progressive Insurance, which is a heavy advertiser on this program, has won another week. As I look at one of the trades, they're the most progressive, if you'll pardon the pun, advertiser, spending a lot of money telling you about what it is that they can offer you. So Progressive Insurance, if you, in this circumstance, are looking for a career, they're looking like everybody else. Over here in Kauai, every place has got signs up, help wanted, help wanted, help wanted. It's the same if you're a business owner, you know what I'm talking about, right? The ability. We were in a 7-Eleven over here yesterday, my friend Larry Fuss and I, and standing in line waiting to buy some a drink and some nuts. And it was nuts because the line was so long, and there's one person there, and there were three cash registers, and there's a big sign on the door, help wanted. So what? Where is everybody, right? Anyway, and so Progressive is in the same boat. So if you're looking for a career path that has flexibility, great pay and benefits, all you got to do is go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Don't forget, by the way, speaking of slashing, that slash, the Omaha Steak thing that's going on using omahasteaks.com/Doug, semi-annual sale. It's 50% off on everything on the website. Help yourself to that, too. Woohoo! All right, let's get down to some serious stuff here. Three middle schoolers. Oh, before we get to that, the odds of winning both jackpots together, we were talking about the fact that the Powerball and Mega Millions is about $2 billion. So, James, what did you come up with for the odds of winning?
So I took both those numbers, the odds for winning Mega Millions, which Mega Millions, 302 million out of one, and then 292.2 million out of one. Combine them together, you get 88 quadrillion, 412 trillion, 922 billion, 115 million, 800 and 18,300 in one chance of winning both Mega Millions and Powerball.
So what I'm hearing is there's still a chance.
There is still a chance.
Of course there is.
There are more gallons. No, sorry. There are less gallons of water on Earth than there is that number.
Right. Then there is the chance of winning both of them together.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
So
okay.
There is a chance,
good.
Though.
Yeah, there of course there's always a chance. Yeah. All right, here's the story of three middle schoolers, Southern Maryland, charged with hate crimes. They displayed swastikas, performed Nazi salutes, made derogatory remarks about a classmate's religion. Obviously, the classmate was Jewish. What? How did the kids get? This is middle school. These youngsters are in the 7th and 8th grade, which makes them 12 and 13 years old. So how do you come from a background that how do you learn that? Exactly. So the Maryland State Police are investigating. They filed charges against the students. They're all 13 years of age. Plum Point Middle School in Calvert County, Maryland. So this is, 50 miles southeast of Washington? Obviously, at this age, they're not going to tell you who they are, the people that are charging, making the charges. There's a news release that was out, and there wasn't a lot of elaboration. Just the fact that it happened, though.
Yeah.
The fact that there's not, especially in a week that there's high religious function, shall we say, this is Easter week. Maundy Thursday, Good Friday. Yeah, go ahead.
Kids bully. Kids get bullied. This isn't bullying. This is a straight-up hate crime.
Yeah. Yep. But how, again, do they learn this kind of anti-Semitic behavior? You can't. It has to be at home. Right?
Yeah. And the fact that there are three, it could be a possibility that they all learned it from home. It could be a possibility that one learned it from home and had enough of a... what's the word I'm looking for? Like, not peer pressure, but kind of like that where influence on the other friends, the other two friends.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So people in the news here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Jay Kirshner and I bringing you through the day. Dave Calhoun, the fellow who's been running Boeing for the past 7 or 8 years, is going to leave at the end of the year. I don't know why they're leaving him in there till the end of the year. They ought to make a statement. He ought to be gone now, as far as that's concerned. But the other side, all these high-profile safety failures, the bad management, you know, it didn't start with the Alaska Airlines plane. It started with those two planes that went down 5 years ago. They were brand-new 737 MAXs, and the pilots didn't know how to fly them. So they didn't teach the pilots. These pilots had never flown new airplanes before. The companies they work for bought the new airplanes, and they got in them, and the simulator didn't teach them what happened when a problem exists on both planes went down on the pullout, what they call the pullout. That is when you're taking off and you're pulling out of the airport. The engines were not engineered properly, and so you don't need to know what, they probably don't care, but just the bottom line is that Boeing has a black eye and has had a bad, it's really lost. It used to make more planes than Airbus. Now it's the other way around. Airbus makes more planes than they do. This is a big, proud American company that is responsible in terms of dollars for more export than anything else in our country in terms of dollars. Can you imagine? And they've let this thing go into the tube. They wanted to, there are some people, the engineers that were at Boeing, wanted to develop a new plane, or they wanted to enhance the 757, not the 737, but because the bean counter said, well, it would be easier for us to upgrade the 737, which has been around since 1967, than it would be to do the 757, then we'll do the 737. Well, the 737 is not it's just a common plane. The 57, all the pilots you ever talked to said it was a fabulous plane to fly. Was well engineered, but no, they didn't do that. Because this is another example, and I don't want to get too much in the weeds, so save me for myself here, Jay. When you understand what went on, when Boeing absorbed a bunch of different companies, including Lockheed Martin and McDonnell Douglas, the people who were running McDonnell Douglas, which was a smaller company, became the chairman of the board and became the CEO, and they were bean counters. They weren't engineers. They weren't plane builders. So the focus was taken away from building quality planes to how much money can we make. And so you can see how they screwed themselves by taking, this is a lesson, I think, for anybody and everybody that's running a company. You cannot just be concerned about the dollars and cents, even though that's what corporate America teaches the CEOs. You get paid by how much money the stock is worth. And in this case, the stock at Boeing has gone down $200 or something in the last 6-8 months because of the foolishness going on there. So there's some, a bunch of new people that are being looked at to be the CEO, including somebody who's a chip maker from a company called Qualcomm. Why would you have somebody that didn't know anything about the airline? Well, this is what's wrong with corporate America.
Yeah. They're just getting business people, which makes sense because it's a business, but you also need somebody who has the kind of background or history. Maybe you get more than one person. But, Doug, didn't you tell me once, was it, is it NASA, whether they still do or once upon a time they did, where it was basically whoever could make the shuttles with the least, like for the least amount of money, the least cost, that was who got the job?
Yeah, it's a low bid contract, and that's why in 1986 when the rocket went up and it had been cold that morning, the manufacturer of the O-rings that were, that separated the engine components was flawed because it didn't, the stuff, the rubber, couldn't take the cold. So that's why the thing blew up, you know, that kind of stuff, because it saved them 37 cents a piece or something like that, you know, that kind of stuff. So a good lesson there to be learned. Food for thought here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Half the hour now here on the Good Day program. It's Tuesday. Let's visit our food farm. I didn't get too far in the alliteration department. Food farm family file is what I had in my mind as we celebrate National Spinach Day. Not only does Popeye eat his spinach, can you do that song? I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot. I live in a garbage can. Toot, toot. I eat all my spinach and fight to the finish. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot.
I forgot about that song.
an Academy Award for that. Anyway.
Yeah.
You're going to play the Popeye thing if you get that there? Yeah. All right. Crank that up a little bit. We might as well have that for National Spinach Day.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm from the spinach.
All right, so spinach provides one with iron, excellent source of vitamin K, vitamin A, vitamin C, manganese, magnesium. Wow, look at all this good stuff. Goes back to the era when the Persians ruled that part of the planet in 647 A.D. Persia were Iraq and Iran, and much of the Middle East is now. And then it was introduced to China and India as a Persian vegetable. And let's see here. The Queen of France was in need of more spinach. She demanded more spinach in her food. She liked it. She ordered it in every meal. That'd be good. It's good for you. A lot of green stuff being planted now in gardens early, too, as a matter of fact. It was first used as stuffing in a tortellini in 1614. Good heavens. Wow. So anyway, Popeye.
Spinach is so good.
Yeah, it is. I had some. I had a pasta last night, and it had spinach in it. Yum. All right, let's see what's going on at Chick-fil-A. They have dropped their no antibiotic pledge for their chicken. They're using so much of it that there is a supply problem. So that's a real incentive for somebody running a chicken farm. I've got to believe that Chick-fil-A is probably like Purdue and some of the other, what's the other one that begins with a T? What's that other the guy?
Tyson?
Tyson, yeah. So they control the growth of lots of chickens all over the the mid, it's like Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, in those states are where the most chicken is grown. Not that it isn't grown all over the country, because it is. The whole idea of what the way they grow chicken, and I've said this 100 times, if you ever saw the way chickens are slaughtered, you'd never touch another, I'm talking about commercial chickens, you'd never touch another piece of chicken in your life. So Chick-fil-A is, the fellow who created it, you know, the people, the liberals love to take slices out of him because he is very conservative, he loves Trump, doesn't have the stores open on Sunday, yada, 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 so he's a target. Anyway, very successful business guy for sure, and this is the fastest growing chicken chain ever, and there are a lot of chicken chains around, to be sure. What's that one you were talking to me about, James, that was in Texas? What's the name of that other chicken joint that is now spreading around the country? I'm trying to remember it, but I...
Is it Cane's?
Yeah, Cane's, that's it, right. All right, anyway, so... They've set a new standard that will allow the company to use chickens that have been treated with antibiotics, but not any other drug.
They put this in place originally. There are no antibiotics ever back in 2019 to help with the antibiotic resistance that was happening. Mm-hmm. And now with the supply issues, they're just like, it's not sustainable for us. So they've lessened it a little bit where they will allow some.
Well, I think
a lot of people are very upset about this.
Yeah, well,
people just don't care. They're going to eat it no matter what.
They don't make any difference. Yeah, they don't even think about it. And that's why McDonald's never made the pledge, because of the crap that they, you know, make and sell, and somebody's going to take a shot at me for saying that. But, you know, it is. It's not quality food. And the same with Burger King. Any of these places have the chicken tenders and chicken nuggets and the stuff that you... I think Purdue does have a no antibiotics pledge. Don't they, on all their advertising, you see television advertising that says we don't do any antibiotics ever. I think that was Purdue. Okay. Tyson dropped.
And I think McDonald's uses Purdue.
Yeah, I think they do too. So anyway, they'd be okay in that department. But at any rate, Popeye's chicken and what are the... But Popeye's does shrimp, though, mostly, don't they? Does Popeye's
do shrimp? They're more so known for their chicken.
Yeah, are they? Okay. Anyway, they say Chick-fil-A says while they're relaxing the rules, it's keeping other standards... For the supply, make up the nuggets, and yeah, okay, yeah. That's so much. That's a lot of BS. All right, boys and girls, now 58, almost 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.